Winston-Salem played 4 in the bottom of the 7th inning. They've come ahead 13-3 as we go to the top of the 8th inning. Johnny Ray comes on to pitch in relief of Vince Vannelli. Another good night for Vannelli through 3 innings. 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Right-hander Brian Gonzalez leads off from the right side, 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. The pitch. Ray deals him a fastball low and outside. 1 ball and no strikes. Johnny Ray, a 2021 draft pick, 12th rounder out of TCU. 6'2", 220 pounds. The 1-0 pitch coming home. Fastball down low and away. Swung on and missed by Gonzalez. It's 1-1. Ray is 1-0 this season through 7 appearances. A 6.75 ERA, 3.38 whip, 7 strikeouts, 12 walks. Here's the 1-1. Gonzalez fouls one over the screen, and it is foul for strike 2. Johnny Ray on the first base side of the rubber looks in. The time called by Gonzalez, right-handed DH. In his 91st game with the Greenville Drive, 258 average, 10 homers, 49 runs batted in. Gonzalez steps back in, taps home plate twice, rotates the bat into his right hand, tilts it back and forth above his right shoulder. The 1-2, and that's inside. Looked like it clipped Gonzalez on the hand, but I believe it's a foul ball. Must have caught the knob of his bat, maybe the handle. Couldn't have felt good, but you wouldn't know looking at Gonzalez. Back up and ready to go for another 1-2 pitch. Ray selects a sign from Turner. Comes set in the stretch. Kicks. Fires. High tailing curveball. Not a whole lot of break there. Misses the zone for ball 2. Nobody out. Nobody on. Just underway in the 8th. Dash in front 13-3. Gonzalez waits. Ray kicks and fires. 3-2 is hit high in the air on the right side of the infield. The first baseman, Sean Gusenberg, creeps in toward the mound, makes a one-handed catch on the grass for out number 1. Johnny Ray in his 8th appearance with Winston-Salem, coming off an inning at Rome on the 10th. No hits, no runs, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. On the way down to Rome, about an hour of the way down, first pitch to the right-hander, Cutter Coffee is high for ball 1. I received the news that we would be stopping in Sevierville, Tennessee, to visit the brand-new Buc-ee's that it's been open for a few months now. 1-0 pitch is down low, middle of the plate, strike 1 called. And now Buc-ee's, if you've never been to Buc-ee's before, think of if Disney World was a gas station. This place is massive. 1-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. And sure, people go there to fill up their tanks. But the main reason that people are there is for the store, the inside. 2-1. Swung out and missed, strike 2. And there are trinkets and snacks and food and drinks as far as the eye can see. Buc-ee's known for a lot of things, definitely known for their beef jerky, and they've got it at this place in Tennessee. The 2-2 is outside, 3 balls, 2 strikes. They've got it on this giant wall. It's just massive wall of beef jerky. Tons of flavors. Anyway, I strut up to the beef jerky wall to make my selection. 3-2 pitch is skied high in the air down the right field line. Cabrera Weaver moves over toward the foul line and makes a catch just a step behind the warning track. 2 up, 2 down for Johnny Ray, who I ran into at the jerky wall. And he had a red shopping basket in his right hand. And he's looking up at the wall, and I'm standing there next to him. And he just turns to me and he says, "I think I could really do some damage at this place." And I think he walked out of there with like 2, maybe 3 bags of beef jerky. First pitch to Tyler Miller is on the low outside corner for strike 1.
How many you walk out of there?
Oh, my God. I mean, I bought 2 bags of the Bohemian garlic. That's like one of their most popular options. 0-1 is grounded hard to the right side and through for a base hit into right. Tyler Miller keeps the drive alive in the top of the 8th with a 2-out single So Cabrera Weaver in right. But yeah, I walked out of there with not just, you know, items for myself, but you know, I had some folks request a few things. So I walked out of there with some beaver nuggets and some beef jerky. And here's Ronald Rosario on the right side. Swing and another base hit into right center. This one rolls all the way to the track. Tyler Miller off for third. They're going to wave him home as Burt picks this one up on the warning track. Miller scores as Rosario slides into third with an RBI triple. 13-4. Drive, tack on another in the top of the eighth inning. Two out, runner at third for Edinson Paulino. Paulino, left-handed batter at second base tonight for Greenville. Seen him make some solid plays in the field. First pitch, a breaking ball, misses outside. Ball one. Yeah, I walked out of there with, you know, a decent haul. I was really proud of myself, too, because most everything I bought, 1-0 is a strike. Curveball bent down the middle, 1-1. Most of everything I bought stayed sealed in my hotel room for, like, the whole week. Could have plowed through some beaver nuggets. 1-1 is sent high in the air on the left side of the infield. Third baseman Kath in on the grass reaches up as he leans to his left and makes the catch for out number three. RBI triple to right center off the bat of Ronald Rosario, drives in a run for the drive. Dash still way out ahead, 13-4, headed into the bottom of the eighth. Stick with us on Bally Live and the Dash Broadcast Network.